Hello.
Danny. Hello. Welcome to the podcast 0484101045. That's the burner phone. Just shoot us a text whenever you want. We'll try and do it live on air, but if we can't get to it, we'll get to it right now. We were talking about, Greg, the Shaggers Club. Everyone gets a t-shirt, and I pitched you hopefully a shaggy green as well to broadcast the fact that what?
Where if you shagged on the first night and you're still together a long time later. And Margo, I didn't even know you're in the club. We're sitting right next to each other and we're club mates.
Well, you never asked me before. You've asked me lots of personal questions, but never that one.
Well, I knew the story of the dog. I didn't realise the dog, you know, because that I'm not counting that as a date. That was just an incident. And next thing you know, you have a barbecue and
one thing leads
shagging.
To another. Hey. I fell off his billy cart. That was what happened, and I injured myself and he kissed me better.
At the barbecue?
Yeah.
Is that what they call
it? He had like this old billy cart made out of a trolley with wheels and a pulley rope. And me and one of his mates at the time hopped in it. We rode down the hill and he freaked out because we were going so fast. So he tried to pull up onto the curb, onto the grass to slow down, but he flipped it instead. And I split my, scraped my shoulder. I split my jeans. I split my lip and he got the Betadine and the Band-Aids out.
If it was there, I'm going to have to take those clothes off to get to the wound.
Get you out of those bloody clothes.
He put Band-Aids on me and patched me all up, a bit of Mercuricone, old school. And he said, is there anywhere else? And I said, I think I've got a cut on my lip. He kissed it better and then...
Oh, my God. Have we got a first night shagger there on the burner phone?
Yeah, we've got a few, Marto. We had Anna. She messaged us. She said, I can't call. I'm too embarrassed. First night shaggers, 25 years together.
Oh, lovely.
How funny. And Mandy from Tagum. I was too nervous to call in on this one as well, but I met my partner, Matt, clubbing one night and we went home together. It wasn't the best session and we didn't worry about a second date. We then met randomly at a wedding. Oh, so they didn't, it wasn't
good
shagging.
That's interesting, because our theory, you'll hear it coming up in the podcast, is that it's a decent shag and then you hang around, there's no guilt, no shame, and then you push on with the relationship.
They were first night shaggers.
Yeah, they first night shagged and then, but it wasn't any good. The shagging was not great, so they didn't go back and there was no second date, but they randomly ran into each other at a wedding 6 years later, ended up in bed together a second time around, and it was amazing, bit more experience.
So that was, they did a little bit of, other areas and then went, about as good as I'll do.
Practice makes perfect, isn't that what they say?
Or you'll do.
I reckon they were the last ones left at the wedding and they went, we're already going to crack there and it was a dud. Let's have one more go.
She said, now 5 years later, we've got a beautiful baby boy and are planning our wedding.
Okay. 5 years in, good one.
You can't make this into a movie. Don't tell me this won't be a movie.
Benny from Sherwood, Texas, Marto, said, I went on a blind date with my cousin's mate. When I turned up at the door to pick her up, she insisted we kissed first to see if there was any sparks.
He
would have been like,
this.
Bingo, bango, I'm in.
And?
After the kiss, we didn't even bother going out for dinner. It was straight into the bedroom. Woo! Ten years later,
bang.
And we are still together, been married for 7.
Have they left the house in that time?
They still haven't left the house.
Just kidding. Jimmy brings and then Wooly to drop things
What
off.
An operator she is. No wasted time. Just hang around here, bro. What's this? Andrew,
do you reckon, was the cousin's mate. Do you reckon the cousins, that's how they tested them?
No, I hope not.
Cut that bit out of the podcast.
Too late, mate. No one
we'll
edits this.
We'll leave it there.
Weekend survey is the headline here. Andrew from Tingalpa. I heard you doing a survey this morning and thought I'd share my own from the weekend. I'm a 27-year-old and spent the weekend attending an 18th, a 30th, and a first birthday party.
Oh, wow, that's busy.
God. I can confirm there's more drinking and the loosest behaviour occurring at the first. I've been to my fair share of bucks parties and dead set the only difference I could see between a first birthday and a bucks party is the stripper.
The nappy.
Generally, the stripper at a first birthday is like someone's auntie that just drank too much punch
or
wine.
Didn't intend to be
loose.
The stripper when they got there. There's boobs out at a first birthday party. They're generally just being utilised by infants.
I got my boobs out at Memphis's first birthday, but that was because I was breastfeeding.
Lactating.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right.
I saw at a first birthday party, it was at a fourth birthday party, the face painter, she had tats all over her at the end when the bikey boyfriend picked her up. It was like he was, I think she also did other things other than face.
Yeah, did anyone check if those face painting marks actually come off?
We had
we got a tattoo artist in for the fourth birthday.
We had lingerie models. Line up. Lingerie models at Corey's 30th. Same thing. Mikey picked up the girlfriend.
Corey's notorious. He gets nude at a lot of parties. He
is his own stripper.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Now
he's a stripper at every birthday party of mine.
Unintentional stripper at a kid's
He's
birthday
a reluctant
party.
Shirt wearer, isn't he, your husband?
He doesn't like wearing a shirt at the best of times.
Yeah. Australia's answer to the Liver King,
Yes.
Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M Breakfast. They're Brisbaners.
Oh, gentlemen, you know what February means. That's right. It is Love Month on Triple M. And to celebrate, we are bringing back the original and the best dating experience in the history of love. Trade it for a lady.
By popular demand, this has always been one of the most outstanding nights on the calendar. And if you're still searching for your soulmate, or you've been unlucky in love, or you're sick of meeting people online and want to meet someone face to face, then Tradie for a Lady is for you.
That's right. I mean, you could end up like Adam from Camp Hill, who's a Tradie for a Lady success story. Hello, Adam. Tell us about yourself and your success with this wonderful little thing that we run.
Oh, hey, guys. No, thank you for calling me. I'm at my wife at 2008, Tradie for a Lady.
Your beautiful wife, Louise.
Yes, wonderful woman that she is.
So you met in 2008. How long did it take you to pop the question, get down on bended knee?
2011 we got married.
Aww. Still together? I shouldn't ask.
Still together.
Yeah.
We have five beautiful children.
Five?
Five.
Adam's a stay-at-home dad to five amazing kids.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, we've a bit like Dobbo, we've got we finished with twins, and they've just started prep this year.
Incredible.
No wonder there's a shortage of tradies if you're a stay-at-home dad. What trade were you, Adam?
I'm a chippy. I'm not a stay-at-home dad. I still work full-time.
Oh, I thought you were at home with the kids in the morning.
When my wife works, I drop them off and
you do the school run.
Picks them up.
Hey, mate, where did we, just remind me, because we've done a few of these, where did we hold it? Do you remember?
Yeah, Uber, it was called. Uber.
In West End.
Over at West End. Did you bring a mate?
Because I brought a mate, and he actually met someone as well. I don't think that was quite as successful, but
his was short and exciting.
Yes.
I mean, five children deep.
No. Let's be honest, Adam. If you hadn't have come along to Tradie for a Lady, met your beautiful wife Louise, and then gone on to have five amazing children, where would you be?
Probably still looking.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's why we thought we'd bring it back, because as Marto said, by popular demand, everybody loves this event.
It was so much fun, and everyone that I've spoken to before and since that time still talk about it.
Triple M website is where you get involved, triplem.com.au, or call us now, 133353. Adam, the blokes who are listening now are not sure if they should enter or call us, what's your message to them?
Mate, just go for a good time, and if you meet someone that works for you, great.
And if not a lady, you might meet yourself a bro and end up with a bromance, new BFF coming up.
Tradie for a tradie. There you go, Ad.
Tradie mates.
Thanks for whatever works.
Thanks for your time, mate. Good luck with your five children and you're working full-time and every other bloody thing that we stitched you up with.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We should have handed our condoms that night.
Not the Olympic Village. We'll have a bowl in the middle this year. Tradie for a Lady, triplem.com.au, or call us 133353. It's back for 2023. Marto, Margo and Dan. 133353. Kaz in New Farm has given us a call. Good morning, Kaz.
Oh, my God. Good morning.
Kaz, now, you've stipulated that you have been a tradie and you would love to meet another tradie.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I've always been a professional, and then I gave up my profession when I fell in love with a tradie, and then I became a tradie and we worked together. I've gone back to my original profession, but I can't look past a man in boots and little short shorts. It's just something about it.
It's hot.
Kaz, when there's those those heavily calloused hands, when they touch you.
Sweaty,
special,
just rubbing their sweaty brow. Mm.
Just absolutely, 100%.
Sexy. I love a man that can, you know, use his hands. He's handy. Kaz sounds pretty handy herself.
Kaz, I know this isn't important, but did you know that a lot of tradesmen now get paid a better hourly rate than GPs?
Yeah, look, I really miss my job. I love my job I've got now. I'm a high school teacher. But I really do miss being on the tools. I loved wearing high vis. I loved the knee pads. I did flooring installing. And I was a chippy's labourer. I loved doing ripping. Yeah, it was great.
Oh, you're real.
Anyone in particular you're looking for? Is there a particular age? Is there a particular trade?
Listen, I'll be very shallow and upfront, but they've got to be fit as they've got to be really fit.
A fiddle.
I'm super into my training and fitness as well.
So you're fit, Kaz?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, okay. And I love so I do bodybuilding as my sport. And I love tradies. I love the youth. I love men in their high vis, and they're just generally really laid back, cool, casual people, and
Kaz,
that's a really nice vibe.
I feel like we've met you before. Where have we met you?
Oh, I don't think so.
No?
I've always been too shy, but today I saw Margaret.
She's been hiding.
Online dating.
All right, we're locking you in. You're definitely coming to Fin the Tools for the trade for a lady night.
Are you into a younger man, or you want someone similar age with similar interests?
I think I said before, as long as they're older than my son.
Okay.
I have a 20-year-old and a 24-year-old, so let's keep it above that.
Yeah, he can't be calling an 18-year-old bloke dad. Yeah. That's going to get strange. Yeah. All right, Kaz, how about you hang there, because the phones are actually lighting up. You've lit a flame in some blokes in Brisbane. So 133353, we might match you up with a bloke up next and just have a listen in, see if there's any chemistry, Kaz. And if there is, we'll bring them to the party as well, all right?
That'd be great. Thank you.
Okay. Trading for a lady. It's underway. If you like the sound of Kaz, or if you just want to be at the party.
Kaz might have some questions up her sleeve. She might like to ask a suitor.
Pat in Arana Hills, you called through. 133353. Kaz is coming to the party, Pat. And if there's a bit of chemistry here, we might get you along as well. Say hello to Kaz.
Hey, Kaz, how you going?
Yeah, good morning, Pat. I'm great. Thanks. Top of the day.
Okay.
So, Pat, you've called 133353. You've heard that we're bringing Tradie for a Lady back. You must be excited about that, Pat.
Oh, yeah, good night out.
It's something that you've been involved in before or aware of, Pat?
Yeah, I'm aware of it. Yeah, it sounds pretty good.
Okay. You a Tradie, Pat?
Yeah, concrete and mortar.
Oh, nice.
Concreter.
How's that go for you, Kaz?
How are those knees?
I'm so sorry. I just had to have a giggle when I was on the tools. Creters and roofers, stay away. Stay away.
Oh,
sorry.
No.
That's a red flag.
I'm being judgy and I'm joking. It's okay,
Kaz.
But it was just a bit of a joke.
Kaz, I do remember you ran into
some dodgy creators, all.
Saying that you had knee pads from when you did flooring. Maybe you could loan them to Pat, perhaps.
No, she's right. Creators, stay away.
Yeah, they are.
All right. Now, listen, if it's too, what's going to happen, what traditionally happens is Kaz gets to bring a wing woman and Pat gets to bring a wing man. So everything's more, you're not just all one-on-one. You've got a friend of backup. Because remember Adam from Camp Hill, he was a wingman. He wasn't the original tradie.
He was
there and he just went, opportunity presented itself. Does that sound more comfortable to you two?
Yeah,
well,
that'd be great.
My bestie's in the same boat as me, so she'd love it.
Okay. Can we find out a little bit more about Pat?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
If he might not be up Kaz's alley, that's okay. There's plenty of other ladies out there listening. Mm-hmm. Pat, we know that you're from Arana Hills and you're a concreter. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Been in the trade 23 years. So on weekends, love to get away to the beach, like the surf, and, don't mind hitting the racetrack for a day at the races. Get pretty laid back.
Pat, a lot of girls can be, shallow. What sort of ute you drive?
Oh, I've got a couple of utes, mate. I've got a Hilux. Right.
You're on.
SR5, and I've got a old Holden Kingswood ute.
Oh, he's into cars. He's a car man.
You had to get Hilux.
Loves going to the beach. Can surf, which means he's fit and active and likes to get out and about. Ladies, if that sounds like something that might be up your alley, if not, Kaz is also there for any other tradies out there looking for a fit young love by the name of Kaz. You two, you want to come along to Tradie for a Lady at Finn McCool's?
Absolutely.
Boom. We'll see you both there. Bring a plus one. Can I just do a chemistry test just before we let them go?
Yes.
Kaz, Pat, just talk about your weekend and what you got up to. I just want to see if any sparks fly here.
Kaz, what'd you get up to?
Yeah, now talk to Pat about it, Kaz.
Oh, Pat, this weekend, so I've decided to go booze free, which has been great. And I did park run, had the gym, video, bunch of work, stuff around the house. And then yesterday I got up before four, did the first light hike up to Cootha and watch the sunrise.
Oh, wow, Jesus.
Went and did a bit more training. Yeah, that was my general thing. Then along the river for a bit of a walk and played the guitar for a while.
Oh, she's busy, Pat.
She's
busy.
How's that sound, Pat?
Sounds very productive.
Very productive.
I was very productive.
Jeez. Pat, have you ever given up the alcohol? We were only just talking about going sober. It's a bit of a new thing. Everybody seems to be trialling. Pat, have you gone sober for a weekend?
No, I'm a concreter. That doesn't happen.
Okay.
So that maybe might be the red flag Kaz was talking about. No, concreters generally like to have a bit of a beer.
They may not be the perfect match, but that's okay. As we said, they're there for anybody. They're both going to be at the party at Finn McCool's.
Plenty of options.
If you want to be there, triplem.com.au, go to the win page. Kaz, Pat will see you with your wingmen, wingwoman, whoever you bring shortly at the party, all right?
Sounds wonderful. Thanks, guys.
On your party. See ya.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
There you go. So they're the first two.
We're on.
First two in.
Sounds like they are for
each
other.
It's like Noah's Ark. We'll get two of
them. They didn't get off to a good start, did they, those two? That's all right, though. They might be, you know, ready and ripe for the picking for somebody else.
Yep. On the night.
If you want to be there, triplem.com.au.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan. Brisbane has.
Can I run one by you? I met this lovely couple a few weeks ago. I'll say hello to them. They live over at Moreton Island and they've become good friends, I reckon. Nita and Ian, their name is. Both Kath and I, together now for over 30 years.
Oh, beautiful.
And these two, they've been married for 22 years longer, you know, together longer than that. Both what I call, both in the first night Shaggers Club. So first night that we met, Kath and I, it was the night Pat Cash won Wimbledon. We watched Wimbledon and
87?
Was that your first date? You watched 87. The tennis and then
first night Kath and I had ever been together. Oh. We only met that night. She'd seen me before. She sort of knew who I was because I was playing a bit of footy and stuff, but I'd never met her. We meet at the nightclub there in Paddy, Cafe Neon, go home. Anyway, so I didn't tell them this whole story. What?
Cafe Neon.
Sounds romantic. What a night.
It was opposite the Paddy Tavern.
Oh, Marto and I went to Cafe Neon and we watched Pat Cash win and then he took me home and made a little sweet love to me.
The grunting continued.
All right.
Squeaky shoes.
This is on the morning of Married at First Sight. It's to give hope to all the brides out there. Now, listen, so we were part of the First Night Shaggers Club. I didn't tell them that. But I think we must have. Oh, they said, how long have you been together? We said, we've been together since the first night we met. And they went, us too. We met Shag that night and we were together now 22 years.
Oh, my God.
Is this a thing? First night Shaggers Club, long-term relationship. Well, I haven't got the
Corey and I have been together 19 years. We're a part of the club.
Yeah. Are you a first night Shaggers Club?
Yeah. Well, next night, Shaggers Club.
Hang on, details.
I met him for the first time. I've heard the dog story.
Yeah, I met him for the first time at his front door. He was neighbours with my girlfriend. I returned a dog because it was out on the street, loose, and we got chatting and he said, hey, I'd really love you to come to a barbecue tomorrow night. I'm having some mates around. So I went.
Did you steal his dog to target him and then return?
No, I nearly ran his dog over.
But it was a glimpse into his future
because eventually I then did run that dog over.
You should have known. But did he know you? Did you know him?
No. Well, he had seen me at a 21st birthday party 6 months earlier. He went to school with my cousin, and so he knew of me.
But we'd never met.
No, we'd never been out.
And that after you took the dog back, I'm not expecting, oh, thanks for bringing the dog back. You want a shag?
No. But the next night at the barbecue. One thing led to another.
What time did the barbecue start?
Margo, you've never told me this. Your first night shagger. No, I haven't.
But hang on, was this an afternoon affair? What time, how long did the barbecue go for?
Well, I didn't get there till late, of course, because, you know, left him waiting.
Of course. Yeah. Brought his dog along again, I found this. Fashionably late.
So I got there, I don't know, maybe around 7:30, was there for a few hours, everybody nicked off, and I stayed.
I don't know if we've got time to run it this morning.
Yeah, we do. We've got a little bit of time. If you want to
133353, anyone else part of the long-term First Night Shaggers Club?
Can you say making love first time club?
Okay.
Instead of the Shaggers Club.
That rolls off the tongue.
Because we made love.
But I'd rather, if we were doing a T-shirt, Shaggers Club looks a lot better. If we went the Triple M Shaggers Club T-shirt.
It'd sell out.
Rather than the Triple M First Night Making Love shirt.
But you know what's got to be...
It should be the Triple M Old and Shaggy Club.
I think it has to be...
Or still shagging.
Still
first night and still shagging.
And it's got to be a men's shirt that the girls wear.
Oh, the to get up in the morning.
The night after,
Hold on. The walk of shame. The walk of shame, first night.
The phone, 1-3-3-5-3 The phones are lighting up.
Yeah. People, are they?
I don't know if they're a part of the club or not, if they want to shame you on air.
Take one now.
Or maybe you're a first night shaker and broke up.
This is true love. All right. Well, I'm prepared to put my money in my mouth.
Your body on the line.
my money where my mouth is, and give anyone a T-shirt, the Triple M First
Night
Still Shagging Club.
Your money where cat's mouth is, or your mouth?
Your body where your mouth is? What do we say?
All right. Well, you get a T-shirt, Margo. I'll get a T-shirt.
Daniel,
is there anyone?
Dan, do you get a T-shirt?
No, we're Second Night Shaggers Club.
Oh, put and seal the deal, mate.
I was giving it a crack, and she wouldn't have a bar.
No,
literally.
You say I was being a gentleman.
She would dispute that. And she said, "Nah," jumped in an Uber and sped off. I'd like to make a suggestion for your club, though. Can every new member of the club get a shaggy green?
Instead of a baggy green.
Chuck that on the head. Everyone has a shirt. The First Night Shaggers Club. Here's your shaggy green. Welcome to the club.
Again, we
not
should
a shaggy
talk
bag.
About it. I just brought this up, just wondering if it happened. Did anyone write? Has anyone run?
Yeah, we do have some people here. Sarah's in number.
Sarah, 1-3-3-5-3 You part of the Shaggers Club, babe?
Oh, I sure am.
Needs a T-shirt, Marto.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
What size?
A men's large, of course.
Not the hubby. I mean, what size?
So what's your story, Sarah? First night shagged. How long together now?
We've been together 16 years, married almost 9.
Oh, wow. Beautiful.
And no one crept out right after the session or the next morning. There it is.
I was living in Melbourne. Yeah. So we met. I was up for one night for work, and we met at the Pig and Whistle at Riverside. And
Well done, babe. Now, listen, did the word L word get used on that first night?
No.
No.
No, don't be ridiculous.
How long did it take, Sarah?
Oh, not long. About 6 weeks, maybe.
Yeah, I reckon we were about 8 weeks when Corey told me he loved me.
Now, did you come back up to Brizzy or did he come down to Melbourne?
Oh, we did the long distance thing for about 6 months and I moved to Brisbane 6 months after we met.
Have you been back to the Pig and Whistle, Riverside, to reminisce?
we go back every year.
Yeah, anniversary.
Oh,
this is where we met. Isn't that beautiful?
We make a movie out of this. If you can't tell me there's not a movie in First Night Shaggers.
That too, but also where in Brisbane did you meet? Because Corey and I's like first date, we went to the Paddo of all places. And you know, you sit on the saddles. Remember when they used to have the saddles at the bar? Yeah. You used to sit on the horse saddles.
Put it down for tomorrow.
Were you doubling?
Yeah.
Were you two of you on the one
front
saddle?
And back. 1-2-1-3-3-5-3
Is there anyone else?
John from Doringa. Good morning.
Good morning. How are we?
Yeah, good, mate.
Hey, John.
First night, did you seal the deal?
No, look, we're in the Dan Club. We're the second night shaggers.
Oh, second night shaggers.
The silver medalist, Johnny.
All right. Yeah, you needed a warm-up.
Yeah, I'll have to get my own shirt printed up for us, mate.
That was I'm a gentleman and I waited till the second date.
Or she said no, Johnny.
Well, I also had to make sure that she was of age because she was 18 and I was 30.
Oh,
so
you old cougar.
We've been together 30 years now.
Beautiful.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
Was she 18, John?
She was.
Oh, thank goodness. Yeah. Beautiful. How long have you been together, did you say? 30 years.
30 years, yes.
Children?
Yes, one boy, 11. So, a bit late for me to start having kids then. But
whatever works.
I'll get the T-shirt out to you, John. Oh, no, I'll get Dan.
Dan will get you a T-shirt.
Print you up a silver medal T-shirt, Johnny.
Well done. Thanks. Congratulations. Nairi from the north side. Hello, Nairi.
How are you going?
Very well, very well. Marto has said that there's a club that we weren't aware of. Is this a club that you're a part of?
I am, or I should say we are.
Give us details. Where did you meet?
Well, Blocker and I met at our...
Blocker!
He was playing his indoor cricket grand final and I was playing my indoor netball grand final.
Oh, it's a story for the ages.
Yeah.
And
drinks in the bar. And then both teams played netball in the dark after that. And I had him and I took him home and that's it.
That's it. Nice story.
At any stage, did you look at him and wink and say,
"Here if you need"?
Oh, mate. I tell you, he just kept coming back.
No, but he yelled out, "How's it?"
Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
Marto, I know you love it when the news runs that little bit too long and they try and jam all those stories in, so I thought I'd bring you one of these. Not enough news for an
hour-long bulletin. That's so true.
Last night they were talking about pineapple farmers.
In a region where pineapple growing is big, fields and fields of fruit with too much to offer.
Having this amount this year, it's just unheard of.
Oh, too many pineapples. What will the farmers do? They'll have to pick them.
Picking it will be a challenge for farmers.
Very daunting to look at the sheer number of plants that we have to go through.
Yeah, not enough people.
Not enough people picking fruit. And I thought, isn't that your job? But I also thought, Marto, I know you love to chat rum, you love to chat lawn. I thought maybe you might like to have a bit of fruit chat. Fruit chat. Thank you, Rick.
Oh, God, yeah. This is up my alley. You know my dad worked at Golden Circle for 36
at the cannery,
years.
Yes.
When do you want to start
That's
the pineapple
why
chat?
Shit teeth. We know. We
know.
But you eat fruit in here. Every morning you cut up a watermelon, you cut up pineapple, you cut up orange, you cut up, you have raspberries and blueberries and granola, epic granola that breaks your teeth. And you have yogurt. You love it
and
every morning.
In our face, Margo. I get a watermelon in joust into my eyeball. He's like, eat it.
Well, I just thought I'd do you a favour and let you know.
Eating it will be cheap for customers. A dollar each at this store, excess stock will plunge prices even lower.
Get out there, throw some of these beautiful pineapples in your trolley when you're shopping.
Hit it, Dan.
What?
Oh, I love this song.
Jimmy Buffett.
Gone straight to cocktails.
Know what they put in? Pina coladas.
Yeah, we know, mate. Coconut.
Pineapples.
We get it.
Isn't this song about cheating on your partner?
Yeah. Oh. It's actually one of the greatest stories ever told
verses. Okay. Play the other bit. Yeah, there we go. I like pina coladas.
This was the ad in the paper.
I love getting caught in the rain drinking a pina colada. Pineapples are cheap, ladies and gentlemen. Get your hands on some. Make some pina coladas.
Do you know they're the luckiest? They're considered the luckiest fruit in China. They are good for wealth, fortune, and prosperity.
It's also the national symbol for swingers, Marto. If you put the pineapple in your trolley upside down, it means you're down for some swinging.
Oh. What?
And while you're swinging, pineapple can be your safe word too.
It's mine. It is mine. Told you before, Daniel.
No, I was at that party. How'd you yell it out?
Dollar pineapples. Get out and get some.
Pineapple.
They say, mate, if life gives you lemons, make lemonade. The fruit harvesting season gives you
If a swinger gives you a pineapple,
you've got to stop.
Make pina coladas. Triple M Breakfast. Don't you know Marto,
Margo and Dan on the radio. Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
Margo, on Friday we were speaking about the Uber delivery bloke who dropped off the food to a live basketball game.
On the basketball court.
Walked
onto
the court. And then you and I, our ears pricked up when Marto said this about Uber.
I don't like Uber. I had some poor advice on how to deal with a problem. Now, listen, I should tell that story again one day.
Someone who no longer works for the company,
right,
mind you.
I think the advice was lie about what happened. We got flooded with requests to hear what the lie was, who the person was that was fired.
Lots of messages on the burner phone saying, we want to hear the Uber story. When do we want it? Now.
Marto, the floor is yours. Go.
Lifetime ban from Uber.
Mm.
You wonder why I don't like the bastards. All right, it's a two-part story. About 6 years ago, Harry came home and he was only 16 or so. He had been to a party, where it happens when you're in grade 11 or 12, and the Uber driver had apparently tried to run over one of his mates, reverse into one of his mates. I didn't dig too deep.
Was that when they jumped out and didn't pay?
Yeah.
No, that was
cabs. Pay. It's
Uber's
Uber.
Is online now, isn't it?
They probably took a whole pack of Mentos and all of the tissues out of it.
All the bottles of water.
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell you, my side, if Uber wants to come on, they can Uber spokesman, come on.
We've reached out to Uber for a comment. They've declined.
All right. So I've said, we better complain. So I've launched a complaint. They don't like people complaining. That's when we were banned for a year. So that was our first banning. A year for an attempted hit and run, and we got banned. Okay, I wore that. In about a year's time, I said, listen, I don't know. There was some sort of incident, and don't know what happened. Can we come back into it? Can we rejoin the Uber family? Yeah, no worries. And then one night, we left. I was with a former host of this show. We'd been to dinner, Kath and I, just the three of us. Do I mention his name?
Yeah. Well, I don't think you're allowed to.
You could say comedian, but not Nick
comedian.
Cody.
Comedian, not Nick Cody,
not Ed Cavalli either.
And not the Sun Man, okay? The other, other celestial being.
He knows Malcolm Turnbull pretty well.
We were sober, and it's a hotel, and I've lived at my house for 25 years, and before we left the car park of the pub, we'd had two drinks each, I think. Didn't even probably need to catch a Uber home. We could have driven. But I told him which way to go. I said, oh, mate, you've got to go left here. He was obviously, and I suggested to him he was having a bad day. I said, mate, let's start again. I know where I live. I've been going this way home for many, many years. I don't know what your map is silly. Go my way. We were ordered out of the cab, Kath and I.
Okay? Get out.
Yeah. So I wake up at 3 a.m., come to work at 3:30, and there it is on my phone. Uber has once again instituted a ban on you,
Terminate.
Mr. Martin.
How does that happen, Marto? When you open the app, it just says you are banned. You get a notification.
Oh, I can't even remember. Yeah. So I go to my, the not the Sun Man, the other celestial being there. I told him about it. He said, oh, this has happened to me. They tried to ban me too. He said, what you do is do I go through the whole story? You accuse them of sexual harassment. Okay. So, and they'll drop everything and the ban will be dropped. I did that. Okay.
How did not the Sun Man know this? Was he speculating?
How do you also not realise at the time that he's a comedian, that perhaps maybe he was joking?
Okay. He'd been banned as well and it worked for him, he told me. So at 4 o'clock, so this was our prep for the show. I go, right. Oh, that's great advice. So about 4:30, quarter to five in the morning, I then launch back at them and accuse the guy of pleasuring himself while my wife was sitting. Anyway, I thought, this will just disappear. I get off the show at 10:30 and that's when the Lifetime ban started. Okay. Do you need anything
Do
more?
You have regrets about this? Whose side are you on here, your own or Uber's side?
Oh, no. Well, I hate Uber quite clearly. They started it. Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M. Hey, I often sit here and wonder, why is zero alcohol becoming so popular? And then I go, I see. Because if you didn't know, beer tax goes up. Every 6 months they add a new beer tax and it's tied to hide to the rate of inflation, which is, you know, a little bit out of control at the moment. But I didn't realise, because it's been a while since I bought a heavy schooner at the pub. What about this headline?
Aussie beer drinkers will be hit with the second tax hike in 6 months this week. A schooner could soon set you back $12.
What?
Jesus.
That used to be the cost, Marto, of a jug of beer at the RE, and that was when it was like regular. We'd always go Sunday nights when it was like $8 for a jug.
Oh, God, I can remember buying a six-pack for $12.
Yes. You blokes are surprised at the cost of beer. I'm surprised that Marto's watching The Project. What's going on?
No, I had an unsettled weekend, I think you'd call it, where I came and
yeah, you watched The Project. That's unsettling.
All right. And then I start reading this article. I went, hold on, is this fair income? 400,000 Australians are planning to ditch alcohol this year. I'm claiming they're calling them sober curious. Dry January started this, and who started it before that is Ash Barty. She started the trend to quit things. Like, is this who we want? Is this who we want to be as a nation of quitters? Come on, it's January. We've got the rest of the year. Get stuck in.
Turns out hangovers aren't so sexy, Marto, and people are putting their health first these days. I know so many people that are turning away from alcohol. They're not drinking. Like yesterday, we met some new people. They're like, oh, we haven't had a drink in 10 months. I was like, 10 months?
God. Is it a symptom of our age? Because I'm the same. Is it a symptom of approaching 40? Because I reckon if there's young blokes listening to us now or girls, they're probably thinking, what on earth are you talking about? If they're 21, 22, they're like, who's quitting drinking?
One of my mates is like, I never get a hangover. I'm like, that's because you're always pissed. You're never sober enough.
Are we going down the line of China? We won't have any children born. If everyone stays sober, no one will be rooting each other and we'll have zero population growth and it'll be the end of us as a nation.
Drink up! Greg Martin, the drink up party.
Come on.
Drink up and get rooting. What a platform. Marto, Margo and Dan, you can listen
in the car or wherever you can. Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
Well, that's it for another year. Tennis is over. Ooh. I think a lot of people will be cheering and go, that must be footy starting soon. Oh, shut up, Rafa. That's rough.
It was it was infectious, Marto, because you watched a lot of tennis. You do love the tennis. You were a tennis player, you told us.
I watched the finals on the Saturday, the women's final, the men's doubles finals, and then last night watched that Lego-headed cyborg Djokovic play the...
Oh, you mean the winner?
The winner. The greatest of all time. Oh, he's the GOAT now. He's won 22 titles, so...
Is his 10th Australian Open?
10th Aussie. Yeah. He's got the same as Nadal, because how many French Opens has Nadal won? 86
Nine
billion?
Or 10? But Djokovic, you got to hand it to Djokovic, and he showed a bit of emotion after the match. He's got his revenge on Australia. Can we say, righto, you won that one, mate. Okay, good on you. You won the first one in 2008. What are we, 23, 15? Years later, he's winning his 10th one. So he's...
It was overwhelming for him. Corey was like, oh, what an idiot, carrying on in the crowd. He was laying down and crying and this and that and the other. But could you imagine what an ordeal the last sort of 18 months of his life would have been? You know, he took a really strong stand. The world was against him. They trolled him. They hated him. They vilified him. They criticised him. He took a stand.
But he uses that. He uses that and harnesses it as energy.
As energy. We made him win, essentially, didn't we, Marto?
I think we should take part of the trophy. We're partly responsible.
The trophy stays in Australia at one of our museums, maybe, and we get Novak Djokovic and Australia.
You get a replica.
For anyone who didn't see it, Novak Djokovic did beat Stefanos Tsitsipas last night in the men's Oz final.
Let's not talk tennis.
Oh, you don't want to talk tennis?
Well, I just want to talk about how long Djokovic draws everything out. Did you see him, like, when he was serving and stuff? And there's a big crowd. Like, there's 25,000 people in that Rod Laver Arena, something like that. And they're there. They paid big money. As I said to you the other day, some of those tickets are $10,000 and $27,000. Incredible.
It was a star-studded event too. Jesus.
Russell Crowe was there.
Bill Gates was there. Rachel Griffiths. Eddie Maguire.
Oh, we've run out of
names. Now we've gone too
Peter
far.
Peter Dutton.
Well, okay, that's enough.
Anthony Albanese.
Yeah. Eating a... What did you say he was eating? Oh,
he had a Magnum, but it was a good one. It was the almond one.
What a night. No, what
Made
I want to talk
choice.
About. The crowd was lively. They paid their money. They wanted to cheer, and they did cheer. But what shits me about tennis is this part.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You got to shut up before they serve. Now, I hate quiet sports like golf. Do you see the movie Happy Gilmore? It's one of my favourite movies. Finally, golf got interesting when people yelled out before they hit the ball. It was bloody tremendous.
It's distracting, isn't it?
Who cares? Like swimming. You know, swimming. Oh, quiet,
yeah, but they can't hear because they've got their caps
Have you
on.
Seen what happens at the Formula One in Bathurst? They have the lights count down. Don't worry about that. Like, you think about basketball. When you're trying to have a shot for free throws, the crowd goes nuts. You think about every football code. The crowd is so loud and mento that you can't hear a thing.
Marto,
isn't that what
basketball,
sport's supposed to be
they about? Actually have balloons behind the backboard, which is a window distracting the players, and sometimes they're bringing the ball down the court.
Y'all ready for this?
And this is actually getting blasted out, and the crowd's going deep.
Cheerleaders dancing around in Lycra.
It's a mess. Try serving now, you bastard. Try having a go.
Get some Triple M breakfast wherever you can. Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M. Triple M breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
Did you see this ridiculous... Well, it's an article in a paper on the weekend. Fur babies can live in luxury. Margot, there's a house at Camp Hill specifically designed in the backyard. It has a luxury dog house and a gold-plated dog washing area. Gold-plated taps.
People love their animals.
This is the new benchmark. Both the dog bath and dog house work well and blend into the style of the home. The dog bath is located in the laundry. Has anyone ever heard of a bucket and a hose?
Or a bath? Just the bath? The kids' bath? The same bath that I bath my children in is the same bath that the dogs get bathed in?
Oh, do you throw the dogs in sometimes. The bathtub?
Yeah.
So, well, I haven't thought of that one.
Greg, you famously have a dog called Ted who sleeps on an old towel underneath the house.
I'm just going to tell you, I've never washed Ted and he's five, okay? He's never been washed. He goes for a swim occasionally.
Yeah, but he's one of those dogs that doesn't, he's not high maintenance. You know, like I have poodles, their hair mats and they get itchy skin, so they have to be groomed.
What's wrong with a dreadlock poodle? Cool ass.
Margo needs to wash them with Head and Shoulders. No, I like bringing to your attention.
You'll end up looking like Richard Wilkins' son.
They're nice
overnight.
When they're fluffy, because then they smell good and they're allowed on the couch.
I like bringing you stories. It's become one of my favourite pastimes, Marta. People doing the most irritating thing for you, which is treating their dogs as if they're children. And we all know this has happened to humans. If we indulge in too much luxury, this happens to us and it's happening to pets.
Well, it's no secret Australians love their dogs, maybe too much, because half the nation's 6 million pooches are overweight.
Half are overweight. Now, Marta...
Is that Sarah Harris again? Are you watching The Project too? What's going on? Are you the two people in Australia watching The Project and keeping the ratings alive?
I think producer Snowy.
We're blaming Snowy.
He's been feeding. If The Project infiltrates this show, it's because he's feeding us grabs from it.
Okay, Gary,
let's get back to the fat dogs.
Meet Delilah, Greg.
If Delilah was a human, she would be the big lady on the beach wearing a muumuu with a matching hat, the pina colada with a big umbrella, and she'd be the one telling the kids to go away, get out of her sun.
Like Stifler's mum, you know, what's in White Lotus? What's her name? Jennifer Coolidge.
Rita Coolidge.
How dare she fat shame ladies at the beach wearing muumuus and matching hats? It's such a vibe.
What sort of dog was Delilah?
You're taking this personally, Marco.
I am.
Well, here's a little bit more of Delilah, just to really paint that picture. And I want to get your thoughts on this as we go here, Marto.
She's fat, so when she runs, her boobs will clap her on. So she's got her own cheer squad.
What, is she talking about her own dog?
Is this
or generally?
Her dog or me? Is she talking about me? Did she see me out at the beach on the weekend?
This is because people are walking their dogs in prams. Have you seen people are putting these dog treadmills
yeah,
now
I told
because
you.
They
My
couldn't
girlfriend's
be bothered?
My girlfriend's got one.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, a little bit more here.
I have referred to it as like a Jenny Craig for dogs.
She's lost some weight in the waist. She's getting her bikini body ready for summer now.
Someone called Doc. Like, is there a Doc's version for dogs? Like that woman needs to be taken away from that poor dog. How traumatizing. Could you imagine that being your owner?
What kind of exercise regime is Ted on there, Marta? Have we got him? Is he going to F45 maybe?
CrossFit for dogs. Oh, God, this is just stupid.
No, you know Todd just runs around Moreton Island on his own.
Yeah. He's there now, is he?
No, don't tell anyone that.
Seen Ted. Please contact Marta.
Do you remember when we grew up, there were dogs just wandering everywhere and they're all fit.
I think they were dingoes.
They bit kids occasionally, but...
Oh, I hope someone bites that lady. She's mean.
Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M Breakfast. Brisbaneers.
The year is underway, clearly. Rating seasons. Is it ramping up?
How do you know this?
Something?
I haven't seen any of the TV stations promoting their shows. What do you mean?
Well, I don't know if you missed the Bachelor's Marto was on the other night. That finished. So, of course, now it makes way for something else.
Is there any greater sign that Channel 10 know The Bachelor's failing, then they have finished it before the other stations have started their big thing for the year.
I don't think anybody realised it was on in the first place.
Do you want to hear a proposal, Marto, or not?
Well, yeah, you're going to play it, I know.
There were three people on it, right?
Three couples left. There were three proposals, but only two of them said yes.
Oh, God. Well, I'll just play a random one here. We'll see how we go.
Oh, my God.
Alicia.
Oh, my God.
Alicia.
Alicia. Is he sneezing?
Will you marry me?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I don't know what to
I don't know what to say. She said no. Just spoiler alert. Yes. Alicia. Alicia was like, I wasn't expecting this. And it's like, you went on a show where they proposed to you at the end. You've gotten to the end now. This is where he proposes, you idiot.
And you say yes and then say no as soon as the TV camera turns off.
Yeah, and then you say no later.
Let's get to something positive. Tonight on telly at 7:30, that's peak TV apparently. What will you guys be watching out of Australian Idol on Channel 7? You're an Australian Idol chick?
I don't need to
hear
me any other options.
Oh, you can have that one.
Married at First Sight.
Oh, that's Daniel for
sure. I'll be getting forced to watch that because of my wife.
You went to the launch. Stop it. Love it.
I went to the launch for the food.
Yes.
Food
All right.
Is
no, that's okay.
Thanks
don't have
to Channel 9
yourself.
For the fair.
And I'll be watching Australian Survivor simply because I love humans mud wrestling each other. What does it say about you, Australian Idol? What does it say about the people?
I like
that watch
music.
That? I know you do.
I like singing. I like watching people who are talented and have abilities. Like that math show, that's just people who want to be famous on Instagram. Survivor is like just people who are overachievers. Whereas singers, that's real talent.
Survivor for the first few weeks before their ribs start showing.
No, they play games. I don't like it. It's manipulative.
It's mainly about picking up some exotic disease in an overseas country and then falling ill.
Is that the show you would pick if somebody said, hey, Marto, we want you to go on a reality TV show to boost your profile? Which one would you pick? Because don't forget, Survivor. There's Dancing with the Stars as well, if you ever wanted to do that one. Or there's, SAS?
SAS. Imagine throwing Marto out of a helicopter into some mud, and then you could wrestle some other semi-famous Australian.
I reckon you'd be good at that, Dan.
Yeah, who would I wrestle? You. Game on.
The Logger.
Sam Burgess.
Sam Burgess. No, thank you. Survivor, Marto. Will you be wearing your bandana?
Well, I'll watch it, but it's all rubbish, and this is why people just watch YouTube at night time.
Oh, I know who Marto could wrestle.
Instagram Reels.
Peter Fitzsimons. He's already got the bandana on. Bandana. It's the old wallaby off.
All right.
The tale of two bandanas and two knee replacements.
All right. Well, no, you go and watch Australian Idol and see people get humiliated. You don't like
Carl Sanderlands is backed.
Yeah, exactly.
Megan Trainor, Amy Shuck, Harry Connick Jr. Apparently there's a bit of a rift between Kyle and Harry Connick.
Oh, did Kyle wear blackface for a laugh?
No, he did not. It's Marto and Margo
and Dan on Triple M. Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
First up, remember World Cup soccer at the end of last year when the boss, Johnny Infantino, whatever his name is. Well, remember when he said...
Today I feel disabled.
Well, I know how he feels. Early December I had my knee replaced and I'm still limping around and I've got a pressure stocking on.
It's the end of January.
Look, this is what happens when you're disabled.
This is a thing. Can you?
Yes, I can. I'm limping around. I can't walk properly. All right. I had to catch that flight to Sydney the other day, and I headed out the door. On the way out, I went, ooh, that crutch might come in handy.
Got it.
I'd been off crutches for 2 weeks, but I thought that could come in very handy.
Are you virtually signalling disability? Mm-hmm. Not actually properly disabled, but using a crutch and a compression stocking?
Well, all right, it's a flight, and I thought it'd give me some sort of an advantage to get in a lovely little seat. 10B isn't the funniest seat when you can't bend your knee properly. It wasn't hilarious. There was no advantages given to me whatsoever, despite the fact I clearly was disabled, short-term disability.
But it might have worked against you because actually you're not allowed to sit in the leg room, extra leg room seats, if you can't assist and aid. So your disability's actually done you a disadvantage, you idiot.
When did you become an air hostess?
This is Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan. Brisbane as.
So on Friday, Marto, we were talking about a little brain fade you had. Oh, let me take you back here.
Heading to the airport to fly down to Sydney. I've got to spend the weekend there to do some rugby. He said, where to? I know I'm old. I couldn't remember the name. And I said, I want to go to the plane station. I couldn't remember the word airport.
We're pretty happy.
Been to the airport
for a
while.
Yeah, plane station. We actually like that.
Plane station, bus station.
Bus station, yeah, use it.
Train station.
We thought that was a senior moment, a blonde moment, and that was about as silly as it could get when you're talking about airports. Then Margot Parker, you piped up off air and Marto and I's eyes lit up and we said, this has to come on air. Can you tell us about a trip you had to Tasmania once, please?
Oh, my God.
Oh, good one. I'd forgotten about this.
Strap in, everybody.
We were talking about... You said the plane station thing. I said, well, at least you didn't go to the international airport when you were going on a girls' trip. I was going with my girlfriends to Tasmania.
No, but what did you have in your bag with you?
I had my passport and I got the cabbie to take me to the international airport.
It's a winner. It is.
And there I was standing at the international airport looking for my girlfriends and I'm on the group chat going, where is everyone? Are you late? Am I late? What's happening? And they're like, no, we're here waiting at the terminal. Where are you? And I'm like, I'm here at the front of the check-in thing, you know, the little computer screens where you do your bag drop. They're like, yeah, we're here too. We can't see you. And then one of the rang me and she said, are you at the domestic airport? I'm like... why would I be at the domestic airport? And she's like, because we're going to Tasmania. I'm like, oh, no.
But we're going overseas.
I'm at the international airport. Oh. I was very
confused. Tasmanians love that?
Yeah, that's their most hated thing when you say, I've got to go back to Australia tomorrow. Yeah. They're like, mainland. It's the mainland. Did the penny drop, Margot, when you were like, I'm right next to duty free?
I'm right here. And she said, are you at the international airport? I said, yes. Why, where are you? And she went, at the domestic, you idiot. We're going to Tasmania. I was like, oh, so I don't need my passport? And she's like, you're an idiot.
Visa?
Had you...
I don't know. I'd never been to Tasmania before. I didn't know what... Is it going to New Zealand?
No, that's another country. That's why they do the passport thing. Had you mentioned this to Corey at any stage when getting ready? Like, you know, you do the checklist with your partner. Now, I've got my passport. I've got my toilet. Sorry, hang on, rewind.
I don't know if he even questioned it, maybe. He thought the same thing. I don't know.
Where can I change my Aussie dollars into Tasmanian dollars?